God's already blessed us today. Amen. Wonderful teaching in Sunday school and wonderful move of the Spirit. Amen. And but I don't believe God's finished yet. Amen. You got a little more in you. You're hungry for the Word of God. Amen. It's good to have Sister Betty Van Essler able to be in God's house. 91 years old. Amen. You've got your Bible, 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. We're excited about this other Eccles family. Amen. Drake and Celeste, God bless them. Praise God. Amen. God's a good God, ain't He? 2 Chronicles 14 and 2. And Asa did that which was good. Everybody say he did good. And right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods. Amen. God likes it when you get rid of all the fake gods. Amen. He calls that good. And he got rid of the high places and he break down the images and cut down the groves. And commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. Also, he took away out of all the cities of Judah, not just around his house, but he went out through all of Judah, taking down the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah. For the land had rest. Everybody say it had rest. And he had no war in those years because the Lord had given him rest. Amen. And I want to preach from this title, A God-Given Rest. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord all across this house. Come on, in the name of Jesus, we need you today, God. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. God would anoint this remaining of this service today in the name of Jesus. Come on, can you join with somebody? It's appropriate next to you. Pray together with them. God, we need your hand in this house in a special way. God, we need your touch. Ooh, come on, just hold on for one more minute. I need God to help me. Oh, in the name of Jesus, help us today. Speak to your people today. Open eyes in this house. Tear down strongholds in this house. Break chains in this house today. Ooh, let there be liberty in this place, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, in a way of worship, could you put your hands together for Jesus? Come on, we love him. He's worthy. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus, we praise you. Thank you for truth today, God. Thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for helping us today, God. Woo! Thank you for never giving up on us, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach about everybody say a God-given rest. A lot of people think you can go on vacation and get rest. And every time I ever gone on vacation, it wore me out so bad. I thought, I can't wait to get home where I can get some rest. Amen. Our idea of rest and God's idea of rest may not exactly be the same thing. This idea of rest began in Genesis, the second chapter, in the second verse, and it said, on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested. Everybody say, he rested. And on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. So God sets the precedent. He works 6 days, and then the Bible said he rested. Of course, we know because Moses was the writer of Genesis, and Moses is looking backwards in time and writing the creation story and all the patriarch story. We know that none of the people who would have lived before Moses would have even known about this example of God working 6 days and resting one. Amen. We know that Adam and Eve were not told a commandment to work six and rest one. Amen. We know that their children, Cain, Abel, and Seth, any of the other generations did not understand this rest. Amen. Noah did not follow this practice. Job did not follow this practice. Neither is there any scripture that would say Abraham, the father of the faithful, would do this 6 days and one day. Don't let me mess up your theology now. Let me just preach what God's laid upon my heart. Amen. Abraham would not even have known what a Sabbath was. Amen. But when their descendants end up as slaves for 430 years in a place called Egypt, God begins to devise a means of delivering them. And let me tell you, when you've been in slavery and bondage for 430 years and many people lived their life and died and never had one moment off and one day off, when you think about rest, that starts to sound pretty good. Well, amen. And so it seems pretty important when you've been in slavery your whole life and you've been beaten on your back and somebody's always told you what to do. Amen. Even though your forefathers may have never understood what this rest was, somebody who is in bondage and bound by the enemy, could I just say it like that? Amen. Somebody bound by alcoholism or somebody bound by the things of this world. Amen. It's people like that that are saying, you know what? I'd like to get a little rest. Amen. From this life I've been living. Amen. I'm going to preach a little while. Amen. Rest don't do somebody good until they've been bound up a little while. And you can't really appreciate rest in Jesus until you've been locked up. Until you couldn't get out by yourself. Amen. Till you cried out, hey, I want out of this mess. Amen. That's when God said, you know what I'm going to give them? I'm going to give them a little rest. Amen. There's religions today, even Christianity and different religions across the world that believe 6 days you work and one day you're off, and they think it's all just, amen, I can give my own self rest by taking a day off. Let me just go ahead and break it down to you. You can't give your own self rest. Rest is something God's got to give you. Amen, you can take a day off, you can take a week off, but only God can settle this mind. Only God can break the chains off of people. Only the new birth, born again of the water and the spirit, can give people rest. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so you have these people who were in bondage for 430 years. Amen. And God breaks the chains and they come out of Egypt. And God says, I'm going to give you a law. I'm going to give you rest. Let me tell you, if God gives life, you got to believe he's the giver of rest. I'm going to help somebody in this house. I don't care if this is the first time you walked in the church or you've been here 100 years. You need to learn how to live in God's rest. Come on, church. I'm going to preach. Amen. We're always thinking, if I can get one more pay raise, I'm finally going to rest. No, you ain't going to rest. You're going to rest when God gives you rest.
You're going to rest when God said, that's enough, devil. Let my people go. That's when you're going to discover what rest is. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus, the 20th chapter. So Moses, God deals with Moses and God and brings him out of Egypt. Then he gives him a law. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen. So to these former slaves who probably did not even know who God was, amen, God had just set them free, and he gives them a new life. Everybody say a new life. When you come out of Egypt, you're going to get a new life. Old things are going to pass away, and everything's going to become new. Amen, but you got to be willing to come out of Egypt, first of all. You can't live in two worlds. You can't have what the world has and have the rest in God. Oh, I like the old song, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Hey, the best decision you'll ever make in your life is saying bye-bye, Egypt. Bye-bye, Pharaoh. Hey, man, I've got a promise from God, and I'm about to cross the Red Sea if I have to. How you gonna do it? I don't know. But God said, I'm heading to the promised land, and if he gave me a promise, I'm gonna push until I get there. Amen. I'm trying to help people. Amen. You know what? I wish, I've said it many times, I wish the speaker system would reach this whole city today. You know what they need down there in Walmart today? They need rest. They're looking at the clock thinking, in 4 hours I get off work. Maybe I could. No, they're not going to rest because they ain't got what you got. Amen. They're going to lay down and get back up and go do it again. Amen. Jesus said, if you drink of this well, you're not going to be thirsty anymore. Amen. This is totally different than anything you've ever seen in your life. This is the rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And so he brings them out. He gives them new life. Amen. In this new life, there is rest. It's ordained. You're going to rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to rest. Amen. And if you're going to get it, it ain't going to be Pharaoh giving it to you. Well, if I can just get to Branson and watch a show, I can really relax. No, when you get out of the show, you're still going to need God's rest. Well, if I could just drink one more beer before I start living for God, I can get, no, that ain't going to help you 1 ounce. Amen. When you get through with the beer, you're still going to need God's rest. If I had one more joint, no, it ain't going to help you. One more night of dancing, no, it ain't going to help you. Amen. There's only one place to get rest, and it is in God's perfect will for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, praise God. This is what I come to preach about, though. You can't be a slave to sin and have rest at the same time. Come on, this is where me and Joel Osteen are taking forks in the road. Hallelujah. You can't have the rest in God and still live in sin in Egypt. You got to make up your mind. You can't serve two masters. You're either going to love one and hate the other, or love the one and hate the other. No man can love the rest and the sin at the same. Oh, hallelujah. I believe God's going to help some people make up their mind today. Amen. When you come out of Egypt, rest is just, it's just part of who we are. He would tell them, I want you to gather the manna on the ground. And on 6 days, you're going to gather it. Amen. And on the sixth day, I want you to gather twice as much. Because on the seventh day, I want you to sit there and think about me, is what he's saying. God, let me tell you, God's got a way of getting you to where you can only think about him. God's got a way of getting you in a hog pen where there ain't no food and there ain't no money and there ain't no friends and there ain't no hope and there ain't no help. Amen. And all of a sudden you come to yourself. Woo! It's better in God's house than it is living out here. Guess what? If that's where God wants your mind to be, why don't we just take our mind there without the hog pen? Do we have to have the hog pen to make us say, oh, Lord, I need you today? Oh, it got quiet all of a sudden. Like I stepped on toes or something. I say, God, I don't need a hog pen. You don't have to put me in a furnace to get me to say, God, I can't even walk if you don't hold my hand. God, you ain't got to put me through a trial. For me to say, Lord, I don't know how to come in. I don't know how to go out. I'm but a child. Praise God. Is this okay? Come on, God wants to get you somewhere. Let me tell you, the purpose of a Sabbath was for you to forget about work. See, in our Western civilization, we can't comprehend. Amen. Have to gather all day long just to have enough something to eat. Work, well, some people do. Amen. Praise God. But the last 100 years in our country has been the easiest probably life of any people this world has ever seen. With our automation and technology and blessings and the dollars, the current reserve of the whole world. Can you imagine that? Do you realize what God has done to this country? That our money is the whole world's money? Praise God. You can take one of your dollars and go to Brazil and all of a sudden you got $5. We've been blessed. Amen. You see these shoes right here? Amen. These are handmade leather Brazilian shoes made out of wood from somewhere in the Amazon jungle. Man, these things are to cost, there ain't no telling what. And I paid like $60 for them. Praise God. God's been good to this country. Amen. But do you think we can still pray? You think we can still get up out of the bed on Sunday morning? Praise God. Amen. You think we can still do what we need to do and still have a couple dollars in our pocket? Hallelujah. Amen. When I went to Brazil the first time, there were little kids about this tall running around in the village and they got pacifiers in their mouth. I thought, them bunch of spoiled, rotten kids, somebody needs to whoop them and take that away. I asked the missionary, why are all these kids running around with pacifiers in their mouth? He said, because they're hungry. And that's the only way they'll be quiet. Quit begging their mom and dad for something to eat. And we're fighting over where we're going to go eat. We're fighting over which padded pew we're going to sit in. We're fighting over whether it needs to be on 69 or 68. God's given us rest. Hey, I hope we're smart enough to know what we got. I hope we got enough sense. Amen. To know that we're the blessed of the earth.
Amen. And you're here in America and you got the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name and on your way to even a better place. There ain't nobody ought to be sad in this house. We ought to be the happiest people on the whole planet. Come on, let's praise him right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I got to hurry. And so these slaves that were set free, God instituted rest. And so on their journey to the promised land, everything's going good. And then they began to murmur and they began to complain about the manna. Amen. They weren't complaining because there wasn't anything to eat. They were complaining because the menu was the same every day. I'm going to tell you, if I preach prayer every service from now for the next 100 years, you know what you ought to be doing? Thank God for prayer. Thank God. Come on, why don't you? Come on, preacher, why don't you spice it up like the YouTube preachers? Because YouTube didn't call me to preach. God called me to preach. And I'm going to preach what God lays up on my heart. And I'm going to preach to you. It's time to walk into this rest and to get a hold of it and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to tell you, you better learn how to connect the dots between your deliverance and God's rest. Amen. Because when you quit feeling God's rest, that means you're easing back toward your own bondage. Amen. And I'm not walking backwards. I plan on keeping going forward. Amen. I don't want to be who I used to be. I want to be who He wants me to be. Come on, somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to thank Him for what He brought you out of. And here they are, and they, the most blessed people. God's hand ain't up on no other nation to do what He's doing for Israel. And He brings them out. They begin to murmur and complain. Amen. And guess what? When you start murmuring and complaining, when God's giving you rest, you're about to figure out who your real daddy is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God said, I'm about to show you a little trouble. I guess you forgot about how your back was beaten. Back in I'm about to stir up some of these nations around you. Amen. And I'm about to remind you who brought you out. God, you ain't got to remind me of nothing. Amen. I'm going to remind you every day. God, I thank you. I thank you they're not beating me on the back anymore. I thank you I'm not bound up anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody's got a right to praise Him like the born-again believers do. Hallelujah. God's been good to us. You may have walked in here feeling sorry for yourself. I'm going to turn your brain around backwards. You're blessed today. You're highly favored today. You're a royal priesthood. You're a peculiar people. He didn't just pick garbage. He picked you because He loved you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so here they go. And they don't have military equipment.
after they'd gone around and around for 40 years and got another whipping. God says, I'm going to let you go ahead and get that promise now. So here they go. They're not trained mercenaries, and they never been to basic training. They're not marksmen. They ain't got a gun. They ain't got nothing. All they got is the promise of God. You got the promise of God, Brother Blake. You got everything. If God be for us, do you know anybody that could be against us? If God's on our side, is there an army that could take us out? Come on, I come to rally the troops today. It's not time to have your head hung down. It's time to say thank you, Jesus. They had the word of God. They had the promise of God that I'm going to give you a land that flows with milk and with honey. Let me tell you, when God says something, you might as well take out the old number two and write it down just to remind yourself. Because God don't forget anything. Talking about an executive order that carries weight. When God's word is written. Praise God. But they had to stay close to Moses to even believe it. Praise God. Moses said, God's going to give this to us. Do you know faith cometh by hearing? That's why you need to be here on Sunday morning. That's why you need to be here on Sunday night. Wednesday night. Why does it matter? Because you ain't going to have as much faith as everybody else. Because you ain't heard what everybody else heard. If you ain't got everybody else's faith, you ain't going to get everybody else's miracles. You're going to be depressed because you ain't got no faith. Then you're going to think it's the church's fault. Then you'll want a meeting with the pastor. And we're meeting with the pastor right now. And he's preaching the word. And he's building faith. So here they are. Moses said, we're going to take them. Joshua, this has already been promised. Let me tell you. Joshua, what's driving you to keep carrying on? Because I had a pastor that told me if you'll pray, God will do anything. What on earth? Are you programmed different? No, this is how I was programmed. My mama sat me on the pew, and I didn't get to play with the iPad. Of course, they didn't have them. I didn't get to play with a coloring book. I didn't play video games while the preacher was preaching. Why? Because, boy, I want you to grow up a man of faith. Faith cometh by hearing. I want you to hear it preached. So here they are, a people full of faith. And they take one city after another, just miracle after miracle after miracle, till everybody around is scared of them and don't know what's going on. And they're running from them. And God's just doing miracles. Not because these are good slingshot boys. It's because they got the word of God in them. The Bible said in Joshua the 11th chapter, so Joshua took the whole land. Everybody say, the whole land. You ever get tired of getting half miracles? Partial miracles? Well, at least I got... God said, I'm going to save your family, and one of them comes in. Well, at least one of them. You know what you need? Thank God for one. God, you ain't finished yet, and I ain't finished yet. Woo. Come on, let's take the quit out of us. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. Amen. Unto his pastor. Praise God. You mean you got to have a pastor? You got to have a pastor. Amen. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested. Everybody say it rested. It rested from the war. Who gave them rest? God gave them rest. Once their faith and their obedience got to the level where we gonna do what Moses preached. Praise God, about wore out the microphone already. We gonna do what Moses preached. I believe every bit of it. Guess what happened? They got complete victory. Amen. This was a God-given rest. What was it a rest from? It was a rest from worrying about somebody walking in and beating you on the back. Raising your quota of bricks you got to build for the day. Hallelujah. Can I preach to you a little while? Can I help somebody in this house? Man can't give you rest. And give you a weekend off if you're good. But only God gives rest. Thank God for breakover points in our lives where you fought through some things. And God gives you rest. It don't mean everything's perfect. If you're waiting for perfection, we'll talk about it at your funeral. And I'm talking about the rest that God gives. After you fought through devils and walked around Jericho till it didn't make sense anymore. Till you went up against armies that were greater than you, but you believed in God and God saw you through. And you come out victorious. And God gives rest. Amen. Amen. Don't get mixed up about what I'm preaching about. Rest don't mean everything's perfect. Rest means it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. I'm not living in fear anymore. Ooh, got quiet. I'm not living in condemnation anymore. I'm not worried about the devil plucking me out of God's church anymore. I'm not worried God's going to leave me or forsake me anymore. I've been through over some mountains and through some valleys. And I know my prayer don't just go bouncing from wall to wall in this place. But I know my prayers reach the throne room. How do you know? Because some of them bounce back. Amen. When I prayed, God, I need you to do something. Something bounced right back. And God heard my cry. Amen. When you know God's with you, you'll learn how to live in rest. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Let's thank Him together. Come on, let's pray for one moment. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Come on, church. I'm talking about the difference in laying awake all night worrying about things that you don't have any control over anyway. Or just learning how to lean back and say, thank you, Jesus. God put a hedge around me and my family. Hallelujah. I trust you and I believe you. Hallelujah. You're going to carry us through again just like. Some people think if I just get enough money, my mind's going to be at ease. No, it ain't. If it was, Michael Jackson's mind would have been at ease. But he took his own life. Amen. Rest don't come from money. It don't come from success. Well, if I can just get 10,000 followers, amen, boy, I'm really going, no, you ain't going to be nobody then either. Amen, you're still going to be wretched and poor and miserable and naked, and you need God. Hallelujah. Amen, come on, I want to help somebody. Amen, you ain't got to get rich to get rest. Amen, you ain't got to get married to get rest. You ain't got to get a promotion to get rest. I'm telling you, God, everybody say, God. God is the giver of rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just like God gives rest in response to people's faithful obedience and perseverance, let me tell you, when you throw it up in reverse and you start backing up on God, God will start backing up on you. Hallelujah. A lot of the trouble that we deal with, if we would just look in the mirror, we would realize it was us that threw it up in neutral at least. If you didn't back up, you at least let off the gas. Amen. God knows when you're pursuing Him and when you're in neutral. God knows the difference. Amen. I don't even want God to put it in neutral. So, here these people are. God throws it in reverse. Amen. They start playing with the idols of the world. Let me tell you how you get in trouble quicker than anything. Is you start playing with the little fake gods of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, what is fake gods? It's anything that you put above God. I've seen people lift weights until they became their own God. Amen. I was worried about that, so I didn't do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've seen people lay awake dreaming about the Dallas Cowboys. They know every stat, the weight and the 40-yard dash of every. You don't even know two disciples. You got a hold of another God. Hey, man, we live in the state where they worship pigs. You can get an Arkansas Game and Fish handbook, and it tells you hogs are a nuisance. I said, I concur with that. Praise God. I never had a hog pay my bill. They never paid my light bill. Never paid my rent. Amen. They never healed my hurts. They never took my fears away. Matter of fact, they gave me fears. They gave me high blood pressure because they lost all the time. They made me hate everybody because they were losers. You know what? When I got the Holy Ghost, I said, I'm not a loser anymore. So I'm going to quit hanging out with losers. Oh, yeah. And nobody had to tell me to change gods. I was sitting in my own vehicle. Boy, this is beautiful. I was sitting in my vehicle listening to the Razorbacks. Amen. The seventh overtime with Ole Miss, and my heart was, my blood pressure was off the charts. And I thought, come on, Matt Jones. Surely you can make one more touchdown. Come on, do it for me, buddy. Amen. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice that said, if you're going to live for me, you're going to have to quit this. I turned it off and I got out of the car and I said, God, I'm going to live for you. Amen. Them losers can do whatever they want to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. To think there's apostolic preachers running around with hog jerseys on.
Praise God. LSU, I don't even know why I'm on all this. LSU Tiger hat. Amen. You need one that says Acts 2:38. Yeah. You need one that says there's one God and Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all. Man, so anyway, the hogs were not invented in the Bible. Matter of fact, they were unclean animals. I concur with that too. Amen. But they had their own little gods, Ashtaroth, and they would carve little wooden things, and they would carve a mouth and ears and nose and eyes and wrap gold around it. Even Aaron, the high priest, took the jewelry from all of Egypt and crafted a golden calf. Let me tell you, my problem with jewelry is it always leads to idolatry. Amen. They made a golden calf and they began to worship it. You're talking about getting in trouble. Amen. The rest that God wants to give people, it'll evaporate when you turn from the real God and start playing with the gods of this world. You may see, people laugh at me when I say I was a hog, whatever, and they laugh, ha ha. Well, we never liked football, but they got their own singers that worship devils, and they sing their songs and. God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Man, I don't want to listen to their songs. Somebody asked me the other day, is there anything wrong with the PBR? I said, man, there ain't nothing wrong with watching people ride bulls and fall over and all that, and it's fun to me, and I don't see that there's anything wrong. But I said, but here's the reason I don't do it. Because right behind me, they're drinking beer and spilling it on me. And I'm getting the whiff of what I used to like. And every time they open the chute, they're playing Led Zeppelin, what I used to listen to, or Merle Hat or whatever. And I said, why would I put myself back in the environment that God brought me out of? Amen. Sometimes you just got to learn how to draw the line. I don't want the peace of God to ever be taken away from me. I don't want the rest that God's given me to be taken away by the world again. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. I've got so much to preach. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah, watch these newly delivered people. And they go against the words that Moses had spoken. Hallelujah. Praise God. God gives everybody a Moses. Hallelujah. You got to have a Moses. You got to have a Moses. You can't enter into the rest without a Moses. The Bible said, by the foolishness of preaching, God would save people. Amen. You can tell people a lot of stories. You can tell them Jesus is great and all this stuff. Amen. But at some point, there's got to be some preaching. Amen. There's got to be something that pricks their hearts. Amen. I want to win friends and influence people myself. Amen. But I'm not going to change the gospel because some highfalutin person walks in, sits on the front row, back row, side row. Amen, I want to do it with love. But at the same time, there's got to be a voice of Moses that says, hey, God don't want you in Egypt. He wants you out of there. It's time to let go of all that and come and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, some people think that they're so holy that they don't need a pastor. Well, I think I'm pretty holy. I guess. I don't know.
I'm working on it, but I got a pastor. He tells me stuff all the time I don't like. Praise God. And I just go like that. Yeah. Is he always right? Only God will know. Amen. Am I going to be right? I promise you I'm going to be right. Amen. Amen. When Jeremiah, my Lord, I don't have just, I'm trying to get somewhere. Jeremiah, when he began to talk about a new covenant, he would say, amen, but God was going to give you pastors after his own heart. I'm not telling you every man of God has got his heart, but a lot of them do. Amen, a lot of them do. Amen, a personality conflict ain't a reason to quit a church. Well, I just don't really like that style. I hope you didn't come to church for style. I hope you came to church because you needed a Moses, amen, to show you, amen, to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The New Testament would say, I'm going to give you the fivefold ministry, basically, and this is the purpose of it, to equip you. My Lord, if you ain't got a pastor, you ain't even equipped. Well, it got quiet all of a sudden. Hallelujah. To help you be ready to do what God wants to do in your life. Praise God. Well, this is good preaching. Man, Peter was preaching, speaking. Hello, Brother Billy. Good to see you in church. Glad you're feeling better. Amen. He's been here since day one. I love Brother Billy. Amen. Peter was preaching to all the other pastors. He was telling them, feed the flock that God put you over. You hear that? That God did. Amen. Pastor and saint ain't something we came up with. This is something God did. Amen. He said, let the greatest among you become the minister. That means the servant. And can I just tell you this? Amen. God says you need to listen to a pastor. And then God tells the pastor, now you're their servant. You see how God makes people accountable one unto another? Well, this is good preaching right here. You know why? You know how I know it's good? Because I feel things pushing up against me. Amen. God makes people accountable one unto another. Amen. And if you ain't got a pastor, you ain't got accountability to nobody. But then again, you make yourself accountable. The Bible said, obey them that have the rule over you. Well, I've just decided I don't want anybody to have a rule over me. Well, you just decided you're smarter than God. Amen. I've done that once or twice. Amen. I'm not going to hit my head on the wall again. Amen. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Amen. There's a reason I got a pastor. I don't want to be in trouble. While I'm at it, praise God, I'm having fun. Can I just keep on preaching? This is the problem of being your own pastor. You won't preach the message you need to hear. You'll preach what you want them to hear. But you, when it gets to the page, you got a problem. When it's your idolatry, when it's your addiction, when it's your unforgiveness, you won't preach that message. That's why you gotta have a pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm trying to get somewhere. And so anyway, Israel's in turmoil. Their life's a mess. And it's just, why? They lost the rest because they lost the Moses in their life. All of a sudden, what Moses said didn't matter. It's every man did what was right in his own eyes. You're talking about a recipe for disaster. Well, come here, kiddos. We're going to do it like this is what I think's best.
Yeah. You're going to raise a bunch of hellions. You know what I said? Growing up, praise God, my kids are growing up, I said, if Brother Holmes says for y'all to do it, y'all going to do it. Hallelujah. Now, y'all may not like that, but can you look around and see it might have worked a little bit? Amen. Not all great men are always wise in every situation. But let me tell you something about obedience. God will always look out for the obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't you know God has got the men of God wrapped up in his hands and he can pull them like a puppet. He can take the breath out of their lungs. I'm kind of standoff. I don't want anybody to make me drink Kool-Aid. My Lord, if you see somebody putting cyanide in Kool-Aid, don't drink it. Hey, man, you ought to have enough sense to know that. But if somebody's preaching, you need to get the garbage out of your house. Well, I'm waiting on a sign from God. Well, here's your sign, my friend. Whatever you bring into your tent, you will become just like it. Amen. I don't want my children to be like this world. Come on, let's love him together. Hallelujah. Amen. See, anyway, I'm hurrying up. So their life is in chaos. Israel's in chaos. They're going into captivity, and then they get set free, and then they're in captivity again. And it's in that phase where they're a mess. Amen. And all of a sudden, this guy becomes king, and his name is Asa. And I read about him already. He's the third king of Judah. Amen. And he comes back, and obviously, he must have had a mom and dad that put the word in him. Praise God, that's powerful. Amen. Raise them up the way they should, and when they are old, they won't depart. So Asa, all of a sudden, he becomes king, and he looks around and sees these idols. He said, tear that idol down. Tear that one down. Tear that one down. And he sees another one. Tear that one. We don't serve them people. Those are the gods of the world. Tear that down. He goes up to the groves. This is where they groves a big fir or cedar trees or some pretty trees or something. I don't know what they were. They're some kind of evergreens. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with a tree. I love trees. I sit in my deer stand and look at trees all the time. Hey, it's going to get better. Praise God. Maybe not. Amen. And so they were looking at all these cedar trees. And all of a sudden, in the middle of it, there would be like idols in it. And this is where the people, the heathens, would go up in the middle of these groves and they would make some kind of statue and bow down to it. Well, the children of Israel, they were going up in the groves and learning about Ashtaroth and all the names, all them other ones. And Asa said, we ain't going to do that either. We'll cut every tree down if we have to. And they start cutting trees down. And he cleans house, Brother Billy. Just like old Moses had told him to. Thou shalt have no other God before me. And he cleans house. And you know what the result of this repentance is? The Bible said, and there was rest again. Oh, Pastor, I don't know why my life is this turmoil. Let me give you some ideas. Hallelujah. Let me look this way and preach. It's getting pretty intense now. Amen. When he turned it all around, the rest came back. The Bible says the Lord gave him rest. See, when you got rest, you can build a fence around a city then. Oh, hallelujah. Well, it just seems like I can't get nothing done, really. Maybe the first thing you need to get done is maybe some soul searching. And the Bible said, when he got everything back like it used to be. Rest came. Everybody say rest came. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. Praise God. Jeremiah would say, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. That was a good one, which my covenant they break. Although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. What are you talking about? He's talking about there's about to be a new covenant. You're about to get the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 28 and 11. This is the prophet Isaiah prophesying about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. He said, for with stammering lips and another tongue. Everybody say another tongue. Will he speak to this people to whom he said, this is, everybody say the rest. This is, what is? Stammering lips and another tongue. This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. Amen. This was prophetic. Amen. Let me tell you when it happened. Acts 2 and 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let me tell you. This Holy Ghost is the rest. Stand together with me. What our world needs is a tongue-talking event called the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Some said it, well, it's not for us. It was for them way back then. No, that ain't what the Bible said. Boy, it was for you and your children. And to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall. You know what God's doing today? He's calling people. People that their mind is so mixed up and they're battling and struggling and don't know who they are. That's why these men want to be women and women want to be men, and feel sorry for people. You know what they need? They need this Holy Ghost. Let me tell you how it's going to come, though. Same way the rest came to the Israelites. They had to be willing to follow Moses out of Egypt. When everything went south and it's chaos again, they had to be willing to say, Asa, are you sure we need to cut these groves down? Tear these out? Yeah, if you'll just do it, you're going to find peace. We're going to find the rest. The rest comes after deliverance. Hallelujah. If you're not willing to be free, you'll never experience the rest. I think I'm finished. Could we pray for just a few moments? I feel like there's a troubled mind in this house today. And all you need is the Spirit of God to begin to flow through you. In the name of Jesus Christ,
Come on, there's a faithful God that loves you more than you could ever imagine. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on, church. The answer for your troubled spirit is another touch of the Holy Ghost. You need another breakthrough. Come on, you may have never experienced it. You may have many, many times. But there's got to be a repentance in your heart. There's got to be a separation. God, I'm ready for a new life. I'm ready, God. God, I'm tired of being troubled in my spirit. Come on, why don't you find somebody and help them pray? Amen, for just a few moments. Come on, why don't you let God help you? Come on, there's a beautiful, beautiful rest for the people of God. Hallelujah. Just taste and see. Taste and see. Taste and see the Lord is good. Come on, try my reins, God. Come on, everybody in the house, begin to cry out to the Lord. God, if there's anything in my heart that ain't right, search me, cleanse me, purify me, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, God. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Come on, the peacemaker's here. Just cry out to him. I can be.